ओम शांति। वेलकम टू बाबास चिल्ड्रन, टू बाबास होम विच इज योर होम एंड आवर होम। बिफोर वी गो टू द स्वीट होम, मधुबन इज द स्वीटेस्ट होम। Because in the sweet home, silence home, we can't say we enjoy there. But here we enjoy spiritually, physically. That's why this is the sweetest home for we children. Every time you come here, you feel relaxed and recharged. I remember my first visit to Madhuban in 1960. After 4 days, I told Baba, I don't want to go back. But I remember how Baba used to send us back. He used to give such powerful murlis. Baba used to tell us that you are rainy clouds, having full of water, you are full now. And we used to say, yes Baba, now I am full. Then Baba says, what will the full clouds do? They go and rain. So the whole world is waiting for you, you have to go and rain. So that's how, you know, Baba used to somehow please us and send us back from this sweet home. And it happened up to 1971. And in 1971, I came back to Madhuban permanently. And staying here. Many times someone asks about how many years you are in knowledge. I really don't remember. Because how the days pass, we don't know at all. Many times even we don't remember the days and the dates. It's only the Thursday we remember. Even Sundays we don't remember because there is no holiday on Sunday here. But Thursday, because of Bhog and the third Sunday because of the world meditation, we remember. Otherwise, how the weeks pass, months pass, and the years passed, we don't know. I usually used to tell, I know when I came, that's all. What is that? The magnet which pulled us, or which is even now pulling all of us to stay here. We enjoy the feeling of our own place, our own house. That is what today I would like to give my few of my experiences. But I am sure most of you would like to also know what is our future plan. Past experience is one thing. What we want to do for the future? What are we planning? I would like to give my thoughts at least, what is in my mind. This used to be my habit, to ask the seniors time to time, whenever I get an opportunity, I used to ask Dadis, what's in your mind now? What are your efforts now? So these are the few things I used to trouble them. So, first of all, as all of you tell us or tell me, oh Karuna Bhai, you have seen Baba and Mama. What is your experience? I would like to tell all of you one thing. You should not feel that you have not seen Baba Mama any time, because we Brahmins who are sitting here, Madhuban, were with Baba Mama, are with Baba Mama will be with Baba Mama. This is the simple knowledge which I got from Mama on my first meeting. I hope who are all sitting here must feel, or maybe you agree with me, that what Mama told me in 1960, you were, you are, and you will be. I hope all of you agree with me. If you agree with me, please raise your hands. Thank you. I still remember I was just a 3 months child, Baba's child, only 3 months. Because on the third day I got this knowledge in Bangalore, South India. I told the teacher that I would like to go to Mount Abu, because you are getting this knowledge from Mount Abu. So what am I doing here? I will go there. Somehow they said, no, you should be pakka, you should learn this, that and all. 3 months somehow they made it. And while coming to Mount Abu, they were trying to teach me one mantra. I may understand that or not, but they were making me to repeat it and make me to say that pakka. You know which is that mantra? They said, See, Baba will ask you one question. That, have you come before here? So I said, no, I have not gone. Teacher used to say, no, 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 you have to say, yes, Baba, I have come. I said, how can I say that? You have understood this 5,000 years cycle, so you had come and you are now again here. So you should tell if Baba asks, yes, I have come. Otherwise, you know, Baba used to fail the teacher, not the student. So teacher is so much worried that she wants me to say that. So I said, okay, I will tell. And fortunately, Baba definitely asked. And I said, so the teacher was so happy. But I was not, you know, convinced, because I was just a 3 months child, though I believe everything as God's knowledge, but till I digest, I understand. But I fully understood, because there is a great scripture in India called Gita, Bhagavad Gita, and in that we used to read and recite that was, are and will be. It was there. The Krishna was telling to Arjuna that you and all these subjects, these kings and these subjects were, are and will be, including me. That's what he said in the Gita. We used to just say that, we never understood it, you know. But when I met Mama, the first meeting, Mama was sitting in front of me. I was sitting in a chair. Mama gave drashti to me. I don't know, it may be 2 minutes, 3 minutes, but I don't know the time actually. But I was so much pulled from her pure vibration and the sight. First time. And Mama slowly got up from her chair. And I also slowly got up from my chair. Without my knowledge, even conscious. As though I am being pulled. So Mama came forward. And I also slowly went forward. How I moved, even that consciousness was not there with me. And Mama took her in her arms. I was very young, small. I have my photographs in Shantivan also. You will say, is it you? It was just a lean, a small boy like. And when Mama took in her arms, she just whispered one word in my ears, which has the whole meaning of this, that as I told you, or you raised your hands, that you were, you are, you will be. The whole cycle, she said in one word. And with an exclamation, ah! Ye, in Hindi, she said, ye kalat पहले वाला बच्चा है. यू आर द 5000 years before child, the same child of 5000 years before. But unfortunately or fortunately, I was not knowing even a single Hindi word at that time. But I heard this word, I remembered, it was ringing in my ears. After I came out, I asked my teacher, what did Mama say? What is this? What is this blessing? And for her, you know, she was very happy because that is the answer what she wanted me to tell, you know, I came here 5000 years before. But Mama told me that he is the same child of 5000 years before. So I said, is it? So I started churning on that. The first I understood Mama, what is Mama on that day to till today, I have a special respect or faith on Mama for one thing. The Mama after Baba, of course we always, you know, take Baba as one because of Shiv Baba, not because of Brahma Baba. Because of Shiv Baba, we always say Baba, one. But as a human, as a BK, we always say Mama number one. And Baba used to say that Mama is number one. Because if anything we talk of Brahma Baba, you know, Brahma Baba is this, you know, everybody used to tell, oh, Shiv Baba is there in him, you know, so it's not big thing. So all big things are done by Shiv Baba only, yeah? But for Mama, we can't say that. If any greatness is there, it is Mama by herself. Even we always, you know, with the great respect and love to Mama, say Mama had no vision. Otherwise, you know, the many of us had some or other visions. Baba has shown us something or something, some light or something. Everyone, most of Baba's children, some magics were there at some stage. They were attracted by someone or some visions. Even Dadi will say, I saw Krishna. Everyone I heard. But only for Mama. Baba used to say also, see Mama, she had no vision. But still she is number one. So, the first power of Mama I saw was that she was perfectly the one, even at that time, she was able to read, visualize, see who is in front of her. Mama could see our future. Mama could see who we are. Just like in many Muralis, Avyakt Baba also said that whenever he, Avyakt Baba, see all of us, see our future actually. He is not seeing our body or here like this. But he always sees our future, that is, in golden age, how we are. all of us, he used to say, I am able to see even the light, crown, everything Baba used to see, Avek Baba. He always addresses us in that way. He never addresses us, oh, you are all Sangam Yug children or this and that. No. Avek Baba always used to address us as the divine children. So similarly, the first experience I had with Mama was that she was able to recognize the souls who come in front of her. Who is he or who is he? Probably that is the one of the power. In Hindi we call it as Parakne Ki Shakti. Before we do something, we know the result. What we are doing is right or not. We should do this or not. This Mama was able to know before she does any action. She is 100% confident of whatever she does, whatever she was doing. I remember her all lectures. It's Mama who used to explain us every point of knowledge. Otherwise, you know, Brahma Baba's every day's Murli used to be is like a ocean, you see, all the time, some waves, all starting from Golden somewhere, some confluence somewhere. There is no, you know, continuity of anything. Baba used to give from here, from here, from here. But it's always Mama. At least we were lucky to have her class, Mama's class separately. So every one of us used to feel happy for Mama's class because Mama used to speak on one particular topic. If she says omnipresence, she will be only speaking about omnipresence. If she is going to speak about the karma, then she will only speak about the karma. The full lecture. And we had a book of Mama's lectures. We used to call it as Sachi Gita. In English it is called Real Gita, but in English the Real Gita, which was printed at that time, it was Shiv Baba's, you know, with the, such bold headings like, are you going to the hell or a honeymoon or a hell, like that, you know. That is Brahma Baba's and Shiv Baba's through Brahma Baba. They were so, this thing. But Mama's lectures were recorded, published, which was called Real Gita, Sachi Gita, and it was really a directory or a dictionary-like for all the BKs at that time. If we have to give a lecture anywhere on any subject, that one book we used to read, and then we go and give lectures that time. So the Mamas, one is that she was able to visualize who is who, what is what, and what is the future. The vision she used to have. The second thing, clarity. There was nothing which she was, you know, confused or anything. Though in Baba's Murli, many times Baba used to say that, okay, this point Shiv Baba has not said now, he will say in future. So you leave that at present. Brahma Baba used to tell us many times like this. But I never heard this from Mama any time. So Mama was very clear about everything. And we hardly, you know, argue with Baba, but I remember, I always used to ask Mama any clarifications, any questions. Of course, we had our senior brother at that time, Jagdish Bhai, who was the number one publisher of Baba's knowledge. Whatever, you know, we used to hear from Baba, he used to make in a book form and publish. So I used to go to Delhi specially to discuss with Jagdish Bhai certain points, because the south and north of India, we had a lot of spiritual gurus of different type. Like we call, you know, the Shankaracharyas and all, they're all from south. The main philosophies which are being, you know, said or given in the world today, the Advaita we call it as, everything is one. Aham Brahmasmi they call. All these things have come from south. So, I used to argue with Jagdish Bhai also, but still, Mama was my final. That is, I used to confirm that. And when Mama says something, it just fits to the heart and mind, both. It's not just intellectual. But when Mama speaks, it touches to the heart. So sweetly Mama used to say, in very simple words, and I used to agree with her. That's how Mama taught us the knowledge. We were very few, you know, the lucky ones. The Madhuban, full Madhuban means 20, 25 people. Madhuban is full. And today, Baba's children, foreigners, Shashiben says, oh, this time 1500 are coming. So, we were so lucky to be with Mama and to get the personal care of everything. I remember I was one used to get even personal guidance, how to talk to Baba, what to talk to Baba. Because the problem I had was, in south, we have more of, we call it as, you know, the bhavana, that is, the faith. Where there is a faith, you know, there is no much communications. We just believe. So, I love Baba so much. And as I had already experience of Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba, because it was on my first visit itself, I had that experience, how Shiv Baba comes to Brahma Baba and gives the knowledge in the morning. And after that, he's so normal like any other human being, a father, and we used to be with him. So, I had already had the experience of that, even the vision once. So, when I see Brahma Baba, I could not differentiate this is Brahma Baba and that is Shiv Baba and all, but only Baba. So, I could not be so free. I was really sometimes, I used to envy that Nirvair Bhai used to be very free with Brahma Baba. Ramesh Bhai used to discuss, you know, like that and all. But I could not do that whole of my life. 9 years I lived with Baba. But all the time, whatever Baba say, it is final for me. For the final directions, I used to meet Baba. Though Baba used to sit with me personally also. See, usually we used to meet personally in the beginning. But there was nothing much for me to ask Baba. But I used to give the informations like what the services we are doing there in South and the information. But whatever Baba says, that's final for me. I never, never questioned Baba, why this, why that, never. But I used to do that with Mama. I used to get clarification, everything. Then I used to ask Mama also, so what to ask with Baba, what to tell to Baba. So Mama used to guide me. So as Mama guides, so I used to meet Baba. So sometimes Baba used to tell me, ye bhagat hai, bhagat hai. Bhagat means like the blind followers, you know, in India, you see the, you know, lot of. So like that Baba used to tell, because I was not as free as, you know, like other brothers, senior brothers. So I used to love Baba and I would like to see Baba all the time. Of course, if there is anything, directions Baba used to give me. Baba used to write 2 letters minimum every week. That was my food. That was my, for me, it's everything. I used to wait for that letter. Even if it is 1 day late, I can't tolerate. So Baba was so accurate, even to the last. So he used to write 2 letters. He used to love so much. And his letters are full of blessings. Every word is like his blessings in red pen Baba used to write. Red pencil and directions. Baba used to teach us how to do service. He used to guide us, you do this child and this. Every work Baba has taught us. Every work. In yajna service, whatever we are doing today was taught by him. You do like this, you print like this. And we have to send to him and Baba has to correct it and approve it. And he used to send the corrections for all these paintings, pictures we used to make. So for every corrections he used to give. Even the books published, everything. So he made all of us like mini masters. We say Master Baba like that. All of us, Nirvar Bhai, Ramesh Bhai, Bridgman, all of us trained in the same trend. Every one of us were trained by Baba in every form, every way. Through letters or when we come personally, yes, he used to guide us. But relationship as such, with Mama I was more close, more easy, but with Baba with more respect. So I used to just, because I had that, the first meeting itself I had that feeling that none other than God is in him. It's not that I have met only Baba, Brahma Baba first time, no. I had in my life an opportunity to meet many great saints whom Baba also used to quote, like Chinmayananda or Shankaracharyas. I used to meet them. Even the Satya Sai Baba, about whom even in foreign countries I hear his names. I have met him. I had gone to him. I attended their lectures and all. But when I met Brahma Baba, it was different. Usually when we reach Madhuban, Baba used to give the timings. Usually evening we used to meet Brahma Baba, especially personally, when we come to Abu. But it so happened, when I came for the first time, I was taking tea in because Pandavavan was too small, very small at that time. There were no history, all this, that, nothing was there. Only the small one was there. Suddenly, Baba came out from his room and I was just taking tea. And Baba saw me. he never expected. And when he gave the first sight to me, and physically when I saw Baba for the first time, I remembered a chapter in Ramayana, a big scripture read in India. There are two scriptures in India for entertainment we read. That is, one is called Ramayana and another is called Mahabharata. So Ramayana I used to read in the, when I was child, I used to sing that, and my uncle used to give the meaning of that to the people, and the whole village used to gather. So in that there was one para where the personality of Rama, whom in the Ramayana used to say that Rama is God. So how was the God? So they used to explain his personality. So the whole chapter came into my mind when I saw Brahma Baba, his personality and his standing, his hands used to go touch this and his smile. It was just maybe a half a minute. You know, Baba, whenever he looks to the side and he just penetrates to your heart. That's why we, all of us, would like to just pass in front of Avyakt Baba and we are happy. And we know that Baba's sights just gets into our heart. All of us feel so happy. The same first experience I had when I met Brahma Baba, I said, because it was my first meeting, I don't know how is Shiv Baba, how I am going to see him, but I have seen a great personality whom I was singing in my younger age, the Rama. So similar personality, what has been explained, because about Krishna and about Rama, there is a lot of difference of personality. Because Krishna, more of his childhood is explained, but for Rama, more of his younger personality. So when I saw Baba, I felt like as though I am seeing the personality of the deity. It can be Rama or Narayana or anything. So I loved him from the first meeting, the first sight. I had a satisfaction that I am meeting a great personality. You can imagine, see, many times a question comes in our mind that why God has chosen his personality? Why only Brahma Baba? Why not someone else? No, in the world everybody asks, you see. When you say that God has come in Brahma Baba, they always used to say, why only him? Why not someone else? There are many saints, why not? But for me, fortunately, when I saw him, after seeing many saints, I don't want to say what is the comparison of Baba to the saints, no. But the first sight I had a love on him. That is, if I have a guru, it is he and not any human beings. Though I was not knowing still at that time, that Shiv Baba is in him. Only I believed, that's all. Belief is different and when you experience is different. So the first experience I accepted Brahma Baba as my life example just by his personality. The second thing, after I communicated with him for 7 days, because we used to get permission to stay for 7 days at that time, not more than that. We all used to leave Madhuban after 7 days. You are all lucky. You can stay 15 days. In that communication for 4 days, what I had with Brahma Baba, the first 4 days, because if you have to follow someone, if you have to follow a path, you have to be very sure, you see. Because the world has many paths, many philosophies, many things. But once you have to decide that in this life I am going to be like this, we have to be a little careful. Because fortunately I am a science student, so everything we would like to have logically, scientifically. We cannot just accept something like that. The first thing I tell, we Baba's children are lucky that we have no blind faith. No. If I believe, yes. Otherwise, no. So similarly, after 4 days, all these 4 days, I saw one great quality of Baba, which I never saw in any other saints. They all say very good things, very big things. They preach all good things, no problem. But in Baba, whatever he talked to me, he was only interested in me, that is, how I can make this soul again a deity. He was so much concerned with me. That's why I say with me, but I heard from everybody when they come out, they say, Mera Baba. Every one of us. Because everyone felt this quality in Brahma Baba, that is, he is more concerned with me than the world. Service of the world he used to tell us to do. You go and do the service in the world. But when I meet him, he is more concerned with me. How I can make him a deity, a perfect. Baba's one simple word, aap saman, baap saman. So all the time he was concerned that how I can make him like me. That made me mad. I said, he's so much concerned. Even my own parents are not concerned. They help us, no doubt in it. But nobody is so much concerned that we children should become deities. I mean, he is prepared to do anything if I can, you know, become like that. So much concern. So that made me to take a decision. There is no one else on this earth who is so much concerned to me. So I must do it. At least for his sake, I should do it. When Baba used to go to that extent, first he will teach us in the morning, Murali. Then we all read that. And then we communicate with him. We tell what we have done, what are the problems he used to guide us. And also, when we are far from him, he used to write, keeping everything in mind and what we should do. So we can communicate even far from far, so that he guides so much. I don't think anybody takes so much of concern. Of course, you are all getting Baba's Murlis and Dadi's letters, and Janki Dadi flies everywhere, wherever possible, even at this age. She used to personally meet all of you, going to your place, This is what Baba taught, and this is what Sakar Baba and Mama did. So much concerned. Even today, Shiv Baba is so much concerned. When Avyakt Baba speaks, you know, it's similar feeling I get that, because Bap Dada we say, Avyakt Baba, we say Bap Dada. The same Baba is there. Same Brahma Baba. He's so much concerned that all my children should be perfect. Everyone should be the deities. And Baba tells in such a way that it gets into the heart, not to the head. Head, wherever we are, it goes to our head. But when we hear from Baba, heart, heart-to-heart communication it is. So we were, in that way, we were lucky. You know, we were too young, but Baba was so loveful, so powerful, that he could change us at that time. He used to first concern, then we could feel that he had so much of kindness to us. When you have, we can even call it as pity. He used to feel pity on us because he knows that we do small things also sometimes. So, but he will not, you know, shout at us, or he will not bang us, or he will not, you know, say, oh, you will get so much of punishment, you will be, but rather as a father he used to show pity. Many times in the Murli he used to say, see, now I am still father, I have pity on to my children. But the later on, father's part may not be there, it may be only Dharmaraj part, or the Satguru part, it's only like that. So Baba used to say that, see, now Baba is teaching you, telling you, please children, don't do this repetitively, don't do like this, with great love. Even Baba used to go to an extent, he says, see, just for me at least, please don't do like this. Please change yourself, like that. Because Baba knows we love him so much, that much bondage was there. But then we don't change sometimes. Then Baba used to go to that extent. Okay, at least for my sake, please, please change. Who will do so much of efforts? Who will, you know, take so much of concern about us? So that's how Baba really made us to change. Why I am trying to tell you is that sometimes we are, you know, we try a lot, but some people don't change. Same thing they repeat. And we get desperate. See, but Baba never got desperate. Baba was always, he used to be kind to us. So that was another highest quality, what I saw in him. In Baba and Mama, both were very much concerned, because I'm one of the luckiest to live with Mama on her last days, that is 3 months in 1963, of course. Then she was here, and 65 she left body. So 3 months I used to live with Mama in Bangalore. So there I had an opportunity to see what is complete Mama. As we saw Baba 1967 and 68, 2 years. The complete Baba. Because both had decided to be perfect. For themselves. They were concerned about themselves also more. Till then, they were more concerned about us also, and also they were doing their effort. But in 67 and 68, I saw Brahma Baba was doing lot of efforts. We call it as the Purushartha or the efforts of the last stages, they are totally different than the 7 years of experience I had with Baba earlier. And even with Mama, I saw that in 1963. For 3 months I was with her, and I observed her day and night, how she became a perfect Mama, the complete Mama. We call it as Sampurna Mama in Hindi. Of course, it's a long explanation how Mama has become, or what efforts she was doing from morning till evening. Even Baba, what efforts he was doing in 67 and 68. I think it is nice to know at least now, because maybe the time which is passing can also be the end time. It's possible. It's possible. Because for me in Yajna, at present they all call that he is a media man. A new title which has come to me from family, that they call me as a media man. Because anything happens anywhere in the world, somehow, I don't know, it reaches to me before it reaches to the people where it has happened. Several times it has happened. I used to call and they used to say, is it? I said, open the television and see what is happening at your place. So, I am seeing the change. I am observing it for several years now. I learned this from Baba. The secret I came to know from Baba, Brahma Baba, was he was having a radio and he was hearing BBC also, Brahma Baba. And one English newspaper he used to read, Hindustan Times, which is the oldest newspaper in India from north. In south, there is one old paper is called Hindu, which I used to read. But Brahma Baba was reading an English newspaper from Delhi, which was called Hindustan Times. So, and from that time, I made a practice to hear the news and read. And that made me, knowingly, unknowingly, a media person. And I came in contact with the media people more. And I found that media is one of the best method where we can give the message to millions. It's an easiest method. So, till today, I am with that. Newspapers and these electronic channels, nowadays televisions and all that in India. We are having lot of activities going on in that. So I am very closely observing the latest technology like internet and all. So I just see what's happening in the world before it comes to the television, before it comes to the newspapers. So I get from the internet also. Many times, suddenly, yesterday I was just on a chat. Nowadays, you may be knowing about it. I was seeing the television. In that, I was seeing how there was an eclipse of the moon yesterday in India. I was just seeing, and then the scientists were telling something about it, and the saints were telling something about it, what it affects on human mind, body and all. I was very... And one saint was telling that this eclipse is not on sun, but it is on the moon. So, that will affect more on the sea, the water side. So, there can be something wrong with the water, like tsunamis and all that. So, this can happen. That's what he was just trying to tell. When he was just telling, on the other side I had the computer on, and where the chat was on, suddenly a sister from Trinidad came in that, and she says, Karuna Bhai, here the water has raised, sea water has raised 25 feet and it is coming on the land. I was just surprised. Here a saint was telling that this will have an effect on the sea and it can raise the water. And from this side, the sister from Trinidad is telling that is at 25 feet height, the water is coming on the land. She was just telling that. I was trying to tell you that I was just comparing the time. What is the time we are passing? So yesterday, usually in the night, we used to sit with Dadiji. Gulzar Dadiji also was there. And Asha Ben was there. And Ishu Ben, we used to Nirvair Bhai and all. At that time, Usha Ben brought one newspaper of some Gujarati newspaper, and she was reading. Someone has written about the future, like yes, even quoted the Nostradamus and all that. But he himself is also a saint, and he also said that 2005 and 2006, she read out that we'll experience a lot of earth shaking and the tsunami-like things. That's what she was just telling. And some period also they say, oh, it will take within this period, it is going to happen like this and that. So all of us, yes, said, we don't believe this, because until Shiv Baba tell to us that we are not going to say any dates, as people say, but people talk a lot of things. But one thing is definitely true, that what we are experiencing now is a continuous and repetitive. In one day yesterday, I saw three news, earth shaking in three different places. Of course, it is not as big as we had recently in Pakistan and India border. 7.1, 7.4 Richter scale, but it was all below that. One was, of course, 7, but it was deep in the sea near Japan. So there was no much effect, but it's happening. In one day, in three places, an earthquake is happening. It is really happening more and more all the time. So anything can happen any time. This word Baba said a year before, and it is really happening. So I just wanted to tell you that, okay, as I said that I saw Mama, what efforts they were doing on the last period, and they were aware that they are leaving the body. But now, we may not leave the body, but we are seeing that the world is really making us, that if you don't, then we will do. So it's really making us to do something, what Baba and Mama has done, or what our Dadiji is doing. I am living in Shantivan from past 7-8 years. And now Dadiji is living also there. I am seeing very closely the same scene as I have seen Brahma Baba and Mama is repeating. Of course, I had a golden opportunity to see Didi, Vishwakishore Dada, Chandramani Dadi. I have my own observations. I have seen them. How much they were detached and perfect in their efforts. I have seen them. And now I am telling you about Dadiji also. You just see her. Though she is here, she is not here. You talk to her. You tell her. She may repeat. She may even remember your name also for some time. But you come after a few seconds, she will not remember. You ask her anything about yajna, any questions, past, she perfectly tells you everything. But as present is concerned, yes, instant, everything is there, but otherwise she is. I remember that scene with Sakar Baba, Brahma Baba. As usual, I used to come and tell all about what happened, whatever the services we have done and all that. Baba used to hear very patiently and very happily. Then he used to guide and all that. And it was in 1967, I came with all the details and I started telling. I was in my emotion, I was telling to Baba, Baba, we did this, 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 you told us to do this, this. And after 5 minutes, Baba suddenly asked me, what did you say, child? I was just taken back. I said, what happened? I saw Baba, though he was hearing, but he was somewhere far, like. I just slowly told some things and then slowly closed my book and then I stopped. Then Baba understood. Then Baba laughed at me and Baba said, no, no, child, you go on, tell you. But that day and afterwards, I never told Baba the whole thing and history, nothing. Everything in essence, a little, in short, used to just tell Baba. Because we came to know, we have understood, that now Baba's efforts are different. He is aiming on something different. And it was true. I would like to tell you the routine what Baba had at that time. For Baba and Mama, it was different. For Baba, we don't know when he was sleeping. Never. I could not make it. I made my best effort to find out what time Baba sleeps. I could not, because the minute you go near the doors, it's closed even. Baba used to call, who is there? It is midnight or 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock or whatever the time. We used to fear for only one, Lachu Dadi. She used to have a stick and go around, you know, so that nobody comes there, because anybody goes near, they know Baba used to ask, who is there? So she was very careful. So I always watch her, that when she is not there, I wanted to just peep and see what is Baba doing. But I was scared. So we used to say for Baba, Jagati Jyot, ever awaken. That is the title we used to give to Brahma Baba. But for Mama, we all know that she never slept after 2:30 in the morning. We all awake at 3:30, but she used to get up at 2:30 in the morning. That's her day starts from there. Just I want to say one thing, that is, what were they doing? Why Baba all the time is awake? Why Mama gets up at 2:30? That is, they were all doing tapasya for themselves. And that is the one which is going to help us or needed for we BKs or Baba's children now. That we have to increase, because day routine was same for Baba and Mama. Like, we come to the class, then breakfast, then yajna has to run, just like as all of you run your yajna, maybe your house or the center or whatever, you have to run it. So you do that. But the morning tapasya, that is the one strong property of we BKs or Brahmins. We have to do that little increase as much as possible. Then the whole of daytime, we are all busy, we are all active, but in that also, I have seen Mama and Baba both at the last minutes, they used to find some time whenever they get, you know, individual, they try to meditate, concentrate. So we also can do that if we keep a little concentration, effort, little efforts. We also can do it. It's not impossible. It is possible. We have to increase. If we don't increase, we are not going to get extra time. No. Because the situations are going to be more critical, more tension, more worse, not peaceful. No. The Iron Age is becoming bad and bad only, not good. Any country, any place, I can give you examples. I'm seeing it, you know. So, we Baba's children have to take out some time for ourselves, for silence, for concentration. That's why the simplest way, which I am also now adopting, and Dadi also I am seeing, the 3 points, that is, 3 bindu, we call it as point. If we can full stop whatever is going on or whatever is happening, that is the first stop we have to do it. If we can just stop anytime, anywhere, we are lucky. If we can, try it, just stop. Just try it. That is the first full stop. The second one is, the minute you stop everything which is going on in the mind or the sight or the environments, and you are there alone, once when you stop, stop the past, we say. Past is even a second before is also called past. So it's just stop it. Then you are alone. You are yourself. Nothing else in the world, because you have just stopped the world. That is self. The minute you are yourself, oh, how lucky you will be. You feel so happy. I am myself alone. Nothing to disturb me. Nothing to... Just. So be for yourself the happiest possible. The all virtues. I remember the scenes and the words of Brahma Baba, the last stages. the minute he looks into the Krishna's photo, he used to just say, I am becoming like this, I am becoming like this. He used to see himself just like him at that time. We all used to feel thrilled when he says that, as though Baba is just becoming like him now. He used to keep the translate there, and he used to see that, and immediately she started feeling that. He's just becoming like. So, if we can feel that now, our final stages of deity, that is, we are. You see, that is again I want to conclude what Mama saw, what Baba is seeing all of us. We should see ourselves now that we are this, we are that. So, I am this. So, let me just feel that, what I am going to be. That is the I, the second dot. It takes seconds, you know. When you decide that you are this, you are only playing the part, otherwise I am this. And the third point, he is all the time waiting for us. You say Brahma Baba, or you say Shiv Baba, or you say Paramdham. All are waiting for us. The third point is there, Baba. So we stopped, we stayed in self, then Baba. No third thing, it's just Baba. This practice, if we can continue, it is really going to give us so much of happiness. Let anything happen, the tsunami or the earth, anything, you will not bother at all. Rather, the question comes when something happens like this, what are we going to do? It's a big question now, because in every country it's happening, something or other. So what to do? What we BKs have to do? It's okay. Whatever we give is, that is one thing. But the great thing is that even at such time, if we have practiced these 3 points, even at that time we can stay in our stage and get the power from Baba, and we can give that. What else dadis are doing? Just trying to give that. When are we going to be dadis or dadas? Please, let us start that. I have seen Baba doing that. I have seen Mama doing that. I have seen Didi doing that. I have seen Chandramani Dadi doing that. And I am seeing our Dadiji is doing that now. And we have to do it. And we will be benefited by it. And we will be the happiest ones to be that. And that's what my whole of experience with Dadis or Baba and Mama, which I am trying to follow, and I will be the happiest if I do the same path. Let anything happen to this world, but I will be happy and I will have my satisfaction that I have done what I have to do. Om Shanti.